This is Akashvani, the news read by Reshma Tiwari. The National Investigation Agency, NIA, has charge-sheeted four terror operatives of the Babbar Khalsa International, BKI, terrorist organization in the September 2024 Chandigarh grenade attack case. An official statement yesterday said that the accused include Pakistan-based designated terrorist Harvinder Singh Sandhu, alias Rinda, and US-based Harpreet Singh, alias Happy Pussy. In Chhattisgarh, 22 Maoists, including two women, surrendered before the police in Bijapur district yesterday. District Additional Superintendent of Police Ulandon York said that a total reward of 11 lakh rupees had been declared on six of the surrendered Maoists. The surrendered Maoists were given a cash incentive of 25,000 rupees each under the state government's rehabilitation policy.
आज कुल 22 सदस्यों के द्वारा आत्मसमर्पण किया गया है. इसमें एओबी के सदस्य, इसके अलावा प्लाटून मेंबर्स, तेलंगाना स्टेट कमेटी मेंबर्स, कुल 11 लाख के इनामी नक्सली हैं. नक्सल संगठन से मोहभंग पश्चात मुख्य धारा से जुड़ना और शासन के कल्याणकारी जो कार्य हैं, इसके अलावा लगातार नवीन कैंपों की स्थापना और हमारे जो पुलिस बल और सीआरपीएफ के बल हैं, इनके द्वारा इसमें प्रयास किया गया है और आज कुल 22 सदस्यों के द्वारा आत्मसमर्पण किया गया है.
The Supreme Court Judge, Justice B.R. Gawai, yesterday said that all problems can be resolved through constitutional means. Speaking at a function marking the 12th anniversary of the Manipur High Court in Imphal, Justice Gawai emphasized the power of dialogue, stating that solutions are within reach when people come together. Meanwhile, Union Law Minister Arjun Ram Meghwal addressed the ongoing peace process, acknowledging improvements in the situation but stressing the need for continued progress.
मणिपुर हाई कोर्ट के 12 साल स्थापित होने पर मैं बधाई देता हूं. हमारे कॉन्स्टिट्यूशन को भी 75 साल पूरे हुए हैं, तो हम पूरे देश में हमारा संविधान, हमारा गौरव के कार्यक्रम करते रहते हैं. ये कार्यक्रम भी उसी श्रृंखला का एक पार्ट है और मणिपुर में जो शांति की प्रक्रिया चल रही है उसमें और तेजी आई और मणिपुर विकास के रास्ते में आगे बढ़ते हुए भारत को विकसित भारत बनाने में अपना योगदान दें.
The US has lifted bounties on three Taliban figures, including the Interior Minister Sirajuddin Haqqani. Interior Ministry spokesman Abdul Mateen Qani said the US government had also revoked the bounties placed on Abdul Aziz Haqqani and Yahya Haqqani. A Foreign Ministry official, Zakir Jalali, said the Taliban's release of US prisoner George Glesman on Friday and the removal of bounties showed both sides were moving beyond the effects of wartime phase and taking constructive steps to pave the way for progress in bilateral relations. India clinched both men's and women's Kabaddi World Cup 2025 at Wolverhampton in England. The men's team defeated home side England in the final match with 44-41. Earlier, Indian women's team also defeated England with dominating score of 57-34 in the final at the same venue.
We are very excited to win the match and we are very happy. We have no pressure, we are free mind and we enjoy the game. We are already plan everything and we plan and after that we will apply that things. With the help of everyone, we can cooperate with each other, so that's why we can win the match.
The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has predicted that hot and humid conditions are very likely to prevail at isolated places over Gujarat state during the next 2 to 3 days. Kerala, Mahe, coastal Andhra Pradesh, Yanam, Rayalaseema and south interior Karnataka are likely to experience thunderstorms accompanied by gusty winds in the coming 2 days. Northwest India can witness a gradual rise in maximum temperatures by 3 to 5 degrees Celsius during the next 4 days. In the IPL T20, Chennai Super Kings defeated Mumbai Indians by 4 wickets at the M.A. Chidambaram Stadium, Chennai tonight. Chasing a modest target of 156 set by Mumbai Indians, Chennai Super Kings rode on a match-winning upbeaten 65 by Rachin Ravindra and a fiery 53 by skipper Ruturaj Gaikwad to steal the win in 19.1 overs. Sent into bat first, Mumbai Indians faced a dismal start as Rohit Sharma was dismissed for a 4-ball duck by Khalil Ahmed, followed by quick dismissals of Ryan Rickleton and Will Jacks. And that is the end of this news bulletin.